How many of you have ever received a $100 handshake? A few years ago, in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, a generous group of individuals withdrew thousands of dollars from their own personal bank accounts, and the Friday before Christmas, wandered through the city of Charlotte handing out $100 handshakes to whoever they thought might need that gift. Now that's an amazing act of kindness and an amazing act of generosity. But I know what some of you might be thinking. You might be thinking, Wes, if a person is really down and out, if a person is really struggling, does $100 really make that much difference? Is that truly a life-changing gift? Well, a young woman, Felicia, would answer your question with a resounding yes, it is a life-changing gift. Felicia shared that she was working at the Goodwill outlet store when she received her $100 handshake. And she said later on, that $100 allowed her to be able to go to New York and visit her father who was dying of cancer. That gift changed her life because she was able to say goodbye to her dad before he stepped from this life into eternity. It was a life-changing gift. I wonder if you know that every single Christmas comes with the promise of life-changing gifts. We know the prophecies, we know the promises, but let me just remind you, Jesus is prophesied to be the Prince of Peace. The birth announcement that is given by the angels when Jesus is born on the first Christmas, they say he is coming with good news and he's going to bring joy and peace on earth. And then we hear Jesus' words as he declared that he's bringing peace to earth. This is intended to be life-changing for you and for me, and it's the gift of Christmas. In fact, would you just look at the words that Jesus declared about peace that the disciple John wrote down for us? It's John 14, verse 27, and here are the words. Let's share it together. Jesus says, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. During this December season, we've been exploring the promise of peace and how it seems to be so absent, missing for so many in our world today. Yet it's promised by Jesus. He says, I'm giving you this gift, a gift of peace of mind and heart. So what's up with the promised gift? I mean, is the gift hollow? Is it empty? Is Jesus out of touch with the reality? Is it a time-sensitive gift where it's only good for those who actually heard Jesus say the words in person? Is it a gift that's based on geography, location? What's up? Why is there so little peace in our world today? Is it actually relevant for all time and all situations? Well, Jesus certainly exemplifies peace at all times and in all situations. In fact, before we go any farther, let me just ask you to think about some moments in Jesus' life. Just a bit stressful when you think about them. We're told that Jesus is in a storm, in a boat, in the middle of a lake with his disciples, and the storm is so severe that waves are crashing over the boat and it's beginning to fill up with water. The disciples believe they are going to sink, and Jesus is so filled with peace that he actually is asleep in the boat. We know that Jesus was followed around by huge crowds of people early in his ministry, and they experienced all sorts of stress that came with crowds of people following Jesus, and yet Jesus always exhibited a spirit of peace with others. 12 hours before he was going to the cross, Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he says that his spirit is crushed and he's filled with sorrow over what is coming, the cross. And yet there is still such a prevailing peace in Jesus' life that when the soldiers show up to arrest him, Jesus goes with them peacefully. on the cross, Jesus actually looks out at that crowd, that group of people that had actually crucified him, and he begins to pray for them. Jesus exhibits this prevailing peace. It's a peace that did not flee in conflict or pain or death. In fact, the more intense the difficulty, it seems the peace became even more apparent. So Jesus says, I'm giving you a gift of peace, and this gift of peace is not based on your circumstances. It's not based on whether you have problems or not. This gift of peace is going to allow you to live with a calm spirit, a peaceful spirit, in the middle of exterior chaos. So Jesus promised peace. Jesus exemplified peace. So where is it for us? How do we actually unwrap this gift of peace that Jesus extends to you and to me? Well, let me throw out a couple of thoughts to you that might be helpful as we think about unwrapping this gift of peace. It's very clear from the words of Jesus that if we are struggling with guilt, Jesus offers us a gift of forgiveness that leads to you and me experiencing peace. From the very first moments of human history, there has been a spiritual conflict going on. And it's affected every single person. It affects me. It affects you. We all find ourselves in the middle of the spiritual conflict. We're made to live in harmony with God. And yet when we live in the middle of our sin and under the weight of guilt, it destroys our relationship with God and it destroys our peace. So Jesus comes to earth on the greatest peace mission in the history of the universe. It's interesting that when the angel announced to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1 that his fiancée Mary was pregnant, and that she wasn't pregnant because she was unfaithful to Joseph, she was pregnant because the Holy Spirit had placed the baby in her womb. And the angel said to Joseph, this is a son that's going to be born to you, and he's going to be called Emmanuel. And Joseph would have immediately remembered that prophecy that Isaiah had given hundreds of years before, that this Messiah was coming and his name was going to be Emmanuel, and it was going to mean God with us. It was going to mean that he would save his people from their sin. Joseph, in his mind, I'm sure, immediately began to think about God giving forgiveness. And how in the Old Testament, people, when they were serious about experiencing forgiveness, they would bring a sacrifice to the temple as a sign of the sincerity of their repentance. And Joseph knew that if Jesus was going to save his people from their sin, as had been prophesied, that Jesus was going to be the sacrifice. You see, when Jesus was born, the shadow of the cross was already on the horizon of his life. He came to be the sacrifice for my sin and for your sin. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it reminds us that we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. So when we come face to face and eye to eye with the story of Christmas, we discover that it's also the story of the cross and the story of forgiveness. Jesus promises us this amazing gift of peace, and he promises it to us because he also extends to those of us who are guilty the gift of forgiveness. And we begin to unwrap the gift of peace when we open our hearts and admit that we are sinners in need of forgiveness. Jesus also helps us understand that if we feel alone, that he offers us the gift of his presence. If we feel alone, he offers us the gift of his presence. 700 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah said that the Messiah is coming. He's going to save his people from their sin, and he's going to be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. We mentioned it just a moment ago. And the people of Israel, they knew the promise. They had been living with that promise for hundreds and hundreds of years. They had been hoping, they had been praying. And then the angel shows up to Joseph and he says, this is the time. And I would suspect that Joseph and his family and friends were astounded to think that this promise they had been living with and praying about for hundreds of years was going to be fulfilled now, because it seemed like the wrong time. They were living under government oppression. They were living with religious persecution, economic pressure. Violence was everywhere. Disease ran rampant. Sounds a little bit like today, doesn't it? In the middle of that moment, the angel said, God has not forgotten. This is the time when Emmanuel is coming. It means God with us. God is coming here. That was the promise of the first Christmas, and it's the promise of this Christmas. It was a revolutionary truth then, and it's a life-changing truth today. God does not leave us alone. Think about it. The message of Christmas is that God is not some detached deity who put the universe into motion and then just sort of sits back with his arms folded and watches us mess everything up. No. The message of Christmas is that God is not just some statue who sits on a shelf somewhere that we occasionally look at or pray to while burning some incense. No. We're not talking about a God who we heard about just as a little kid and then put away when we began to think more intelligently because it just didn't make sense. No. The message of Christmas is that this is a God who loves us so much that Jesus Christ came as the visible image of an invisible God. He physically came to this planet. He was born and lived for 33 years right here. And this physical dimension of God means that God understands us, that we are not alone. I think all of us know that human beings are prone to problems. It's easy for us in those moments where we are going through a challenge, going through a difficulty, sometimes self-inflicted or sometimes as the result of somebody else's stuff. We find ourselves in that moment and we look up and we say, God, do you even understand? Do you even know what I'm going through? You just don't get it, do you? And I think in those moments, if we listen quietly, we hear a response back from heaven. And Jesus is saying, yes, I know. I do understand. I've walked in your shoes. I've lived where you live. If you reflect on Jesus being here for a moment, you begin to understand that Jesus grew up in a family. He understands the dynamics of family life. Jesus went through education. He understands what it's like to go through an educational process and go through school. He knew what it was like to get a job. He actually worked in the family business. He understood about leading people, because he recruited a team of people and he kept them on mission and moving forward. He understands the pressures of leadership. Jesus understood what it was like to have friends, good friends, close friends, friends that he spent 3 years in relationship with. And then he knew what it was like to be rejected by those friends and ultimately to be betrayed by them. Jesus understands physical suffering. He even understands a long and slow death. So for all of human history, since that first Christmas, when any of us find ourselves having a difficult moment and we think, God, you don't get it, God says to us, yes, I do understand. More importantly, I don't just understand, I don't just empathize, I don't just identify, but I care. He says, I love you unconditionally, and I want to walk with you through all the stuff of life, the good, the bad, the success, and the failure. Jesus went to great lengths to say that the heart of Christianity is a relationship between us and Him, a relationship between the Creator of the universe and the rank and file people just like you and me who screw up and feel alone. And if we're willing to humble ourselves before God and receive the forgiveness we talked about a moment ago, Christ walks with us every day, 24/7, 365 days a year. This truth about God being with us is declared when Jesus' birth is announced to the world. Emmanuel, God with us. It's the truth that Jesus physically showed us during His ministry. And it's the final truth that Jesus communicated before ascending back to heaven. Jesus said, "I will be with you always. My Spirit will be with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus came to declare that no matter who, no matter where, no matter what, He is with us. We begin to unwrap this gift of peace when we understand that we are not alone. Christ's presence is with us. Let me give you one other thought about unwrapping this gift of peace. And it's simply this: if we feel lost, Jesus offers us the gift of purpose. The gift of purpose. We live at a moment in history where there is so much confusion, so much uncertainty. People feel so disillusioned about work, school, relationships, the future. Lots of young adults are saying they don't even know if life is worth living because it's so uncertain, and they don't know what the future will look like. They don't know what direction to go, and some are even wondering if there's a reason to live with so much chaos in our world today. But I want you to know that you are not merely a bunch of dirt or cells that was thrown together to exist for a few decades and then die. You are God-designed for this time in history. You have a God-given purpose to accomplish with the moments and the days, months, and years of your life. And your unique purpose begins as you understand the universal purpose that Jesus gave to every single one of us. Jesus said, "It all begins and ends with loving God completely and loving others unconditionally." Jesus said, that's your purpose, that's my purpose, that's the universal purpose that every single human being has. And it doesn't matter whether it's 2020 or 2040 or whenever, that's the universal purpose that every person lives to fulfill. And as you and I step into that purpose that Jesus gives to us, then we begin to understand how we can uniquely live out that purpose in our everyday life. God gives you unique skills, unique personality, unique perspective, unique abilities to live out this universal purpose that God has for every single one of us. And you and I don't have to wander our way through life feeling like there's no direction, there's no purpose. There's no goal. The gift of peace becomes real as you and I embrace Jesus' purpose for our life. So wherever you are in your spiritual journey, Jesus came to let you know that peace is available. It's His gift to you. He's not out of touch. The gift is not hollow or empty or outdated. It's a gift that says, if you are struggling, then I'm offering you forgiveness. If you find yourself feeling alone, then I'm offering you my presence, says Jesus. And if you feel like you have no direction, if you feel like you are lost, then I'm offering you a gift of purpose. And when you unwrap those gifts in your life, you will discover the gift of peace. A gift of peace in struggle, a gift of peace when you feel alone, a gift of peace when you wonder about the direction and future of life. So wherever you are, whatever's going on, whatever you are experiencing right now, Jesus welcomes you with open arms during this Christmas season. Will you take a listen and take a look at the screen and share an amazing song with us that reminds us of Jesus' welcoming arms that are extended to you and me this Christmas season. Would you join me in prayer as we wrap up our time together this morning? Jesus, we are so grateful that you came to earth as Emmanuel, God with us. We're thankful for all that that means, that we are never alone, that you offer us forgiveness, and that you offer us purpose for every day of life and hope for our future throughout all of eternity. And Jesus, we just confess that we need that in our lives. We know that that's the foundation of peace in our lives. And so I pray today that you would just remind us of those truths wherever we need it. And I pray, Jesus, that you would help us to open our hearts. Maybe some of us, for the very first time, we acknowledge that we need you in our lives. And I ask that you would help us just to receive your forgiveness and to decide that we are going to follow you and live in relationship with you. Jesus, we know that you welcome us no matter who we are or where we're from or what's gone on. You welcome us. And today we just walk into your arms and we experience your forgiveness, your love, your presence, and your purpose in our lives. We pray and ask that all of these things would become real, more real than they've ever been before during this Christmas season. And we pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're so delighted that you have spent this time with us today. We hope that you will just take the truth that has been shared from God's Word and talk about it with your family and let God continue to help you just live it out in your daily lives. If you've made a decision to follow Christ or if there's a way that we can pray for you and encourage you, let us know that. You can do that in social media. You can do it on our website. There's a connection card and you can click that and fill in the information there. And we would love to encourage you and support you in any way possible. We also want to just thank you for joining us online. We know that during this unusual season, it's so different for us to not be meeting together in person on Sundays. But we're grateful that you have joined us online, and we're going to continue to do our very best to help us together experience worship and digging into God's Word on Sundays. We want to let you know that there is an outdoor Christmas Eve event coming up. It's going to be outside, as I mentioned. It'll be on Christmas Eve, and it's going to happen at 6 p.m. in our parking lots at both campuses, Owosso and St. John's. If you are going to the St. John's campus, there in the parking lot out in front of the mall area, there'll be a designated space that you can go to. If you're coming to the Owosso campus, then you will park in the back parking lot and then walk up to the front parking lot. If you are handicapped or unable to stand, then we do have some parking in the front that will be available for you. But I need to let you know that you need to bundle up. We're going to be outside. The service is going to last for about 15 or 20 minutes, and you'll be standing there. So you need to dress warm, be prepared for the weather, and we're going to experience just a great time together as we sing some Christmas carols a cappella, share the Christmas event from Scripture, and then do a unique version of candle lighting. And we'll want you to stay tuned as well. Our plan is to go forward with this outside, but we do know that sometimes weather conditions can just get completely wacky around the Christmas season. And so if we're in the middle of a blizzard, obviously the event won't happen. If it's so warm and it's raining, the event won't happen. But if we have a little cooperation from the weather, we're going to share together this outdoor Christmas Eve celebration, and we want to invite you and invite your friends and family to join us for this very meaningful event. We'll look forward to seeing you on Christmas Eve. We'll look forward to seeing you next week online. Have a great day.